第一个人亚当啊，对整个人类啊是有他的一些代表性。
The first man Adam has a certain representation to the whole of mankind.
啊，今天晚上啊，我们从亚当，我们来看什么是人生的大事情。
And so today we'd like to discuss what does it mean to be to say the greatest thing in life.
啊，在我们生活当中，大家很忙碌啊，所以我们都会有一些优先顺序。
In our life, we all are very busy, and so we will have to prioritize certain things to get things done.
我们总是会把重要的事情、大的事情啊摆在优先。
And so things that are more important to us, we will prioritize it and finish it first.
到底什么是人生的大事情？
And so what is a man's greatest thing in life?
请看创世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章第三节。
Genesis chapter 3, chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth.
第四节，亚当生赛特之后，又在世800年，并且生儿养女。
Verse 4, after he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he had sons and daughters.
第五章在描述人类的起先的一些几个世代。
And so in chapter 5 it talks about the beginning generations of mankind.
那描述都像这两节所描述的一样。
And they describe it just as the verse that we have just read.
他们活了多久？
Describe how long they lived.
然后他们生儿养女。
And that they had sons and daughters.
这个生儿养女就缓复的出现。
And this, they had sons and daughters continued to be repetitive in the following verses.
我们在读圣经的时候，如果有这个缓复出现的字眼，那表示这个就是重点。
And if you notice in the passage in the Bible, if it repeats itself, this is the main point.
从这里看来，当时的人类都很长寿。
And during those days, the life of a man is quite long.
那对他们整个人生的记载就是生儿养女。
And in the recording of their own history, the most important thing is the sons and daughters that they have.
所以这样看来，这个什么是人生的大事就是生儿养女。
And so from this point, we can see that what is the greatest thing in life is that for a person to have children.
上一次我们有提到人类的第一对婚姻第一场的分离。
Before we have mentioned the first marriage in mankind.
婚姻就是家庭的开始。
Marriage is the beginning of a family.
在一个家庭里头，夫妻永远是这个家庭的中心。
And in a family, the core is the husband and the wife.
当然，那儿女是这个家庭的这个重心。
And of course, the children is the focus of this family.
这个中心跟重心不能够混为一谈。
And so the core versus the focus or attention of a family are not to be mixed together.
婚姻会有问题，就是夫妻不再是中心，儿女变成中心，这就会有问题。
There may be problem in a marriage due to the husband and wife no longer are the core of the family, but instead the children have become the core of the family.
当然儿女很重要，但是整个家庭夫妻还是中心。
Of course, children are very important in a family, but what is even more important is the bond between the husband and the wife.
我们都要努力的来建设我们的家庭。
So we are to try our very best to establish our family.
所以我们要经营我们的婚姻。
And so we must work hard in our marriage.
让夫妻成为家庭的中心。
So that the husband and the wife can be the core of the family.
那我们要看重我们的儿女，所以我们要教养我们的儿女。
And we must focus our attention on our children because we are to bring them up correctly.
这样子我们的家庭就能够是一个 蒙神带领，蒙神祝福的家庭。
Then this family will be one that is guided by and also blessed by God.
请看创世纪第四章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说神使我得了一个男子。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord.
这里第一对夫妻他们说神使我得到一个男孩子。
And so here the couple said, I have acquired a man from the Lord.
这告诉我们儿女是神所赏赐的。
And so here it also tells us that children is from the Lord.
所以诗篇127篇那个作者就说儿女是神所赐的产业。
And that is why in Psalms 127 it says that children is an inheritance from the Lord.
我们知道在古代的犹太人他们很重视所谓的产业。
We know that in the ancient history the Jewish people emphasized greatly on their inheritance.
有一个国王亚哈王他看中了拿伯的一个美好的葡萄园。
There was a king by the name of Ahab in which he looked importantly on the vineyard of Nabal.
他所以这个亚哈王用很优厚的条件想要来换取这个拿伯的葡萄园。
And so he thought of many ways or schemes to try to obtain this vineyard.
虽然这是国王，又是国王所提出的优厚的条件，但是拿伯不能答应。
But even though it was a request from the king, but Naboth was not able to abide by the king's agreements.
因为那一块葡萄园是拿伯的产业。是祖先所留下来的。
Because that vineyard was given to him from his ancestors and passed down through the generations.
所以纵然是国王，他也不能够跟国王交换。
So even though the king is requesting his vineyard, but he is not able to sell this vineyard to the king.
所以这个儿女是神所赐的产业，那代表着更重要。
And so, children is an inheritance from the Lord. This also gives us this great importance.
父母亲所留的产业都那么重要了，更何况是天上的神所给的产业。
And so, if our parents have given us the inheritance is so important, then it's incomparable to the inheritance in which God has given us and in this world, which is our children.
那当然，在犹太社会里头。这个儿女跟自己的地上这个产业也是有直接的关系。
And in the Jewish tradition, their inheritance, worldly possessions, and is linked to their children.
有儿女才有人来继承产业。
Only if they have children will they be able to pass down their inheritance.
所以那个地上的产业才会继续有自己的名字。
And then the worldly inheritance will continue to have their name.
所以儿女是这么的重要，所以很多的事迹也都跟儿女有关系。
And so children are very important. That's why a lot of things are linked to the children.
很多的祷告，很多的祈求，常常都是为了儿女。
A lot of prayers and a lot of petitions we see are in regarding children.
而神也常常对这样的祷告。是肯定的，是成全的。
And God many times or oftentimes will respond to such kind of prayer and petition.
这也代表着神对家庭、神对儿女的祝福。
And this is also a point in which we see clearly that God bless the family or and that of the children.
神曾经对亚伯拉罕说，从撒拉生的才要称为你的后裔。
God once appeared to Abraham and said that the children that is born from his wife Sarah will be his inheritance.
这个以撒在40岁跟他的太太利百加结婚。
And then Isaac married with Rebecca when he was age 40.
以后他为这个利百加祷告，为了要能够得着儿子。
And Isaac also prayed for his wife Rebecca so that she may bear children.
他们到了60岁才生了一对双胞胎。
And when they were at the age of 60, then they had twins.
所以这个以撒为太太的祷告 应该是相当长的一段时日。
And so you can say that Isaac also spent a long period of time to pray for his wife.
啊，因为爱他的太太啊，因为要得到神的祝福，所以有一个长啊这么长的祷告。
Because he loved his wife and also to obtain God's blessing, so he prayed for a long period of time.
那虽然雅各没有为他啊那个不能生育的太太拉结祷告。
Even though Jacob also prayed for his wife Rachel.
啊，他没有为他的太太祷告。
He did not pray for his wife Rachel, who was barren.
啊，但是神却也眷顾这个拉结。
But God also looked after Rachel.
啊，神最后也应允了拉结赐给他儿子。
And so in the end, God also gave Rachel children.
啊，那相信这个拉结应该也是啊，不断的在求神。
And I believe that Rachel also continually prayed to God for children.
啊，看起来好像没有先生代祷的支持，但是她还是走下去。
Even though it seemed as though on the surface that she did not have the support of her husband, but she was able to be steadfast.
啊，这也让人看，让我们看到说。一个人为了要有孩子，他变得是多么的坚强。
And so it tells us that sometimes for one to want children, they can be quite strong.
啊，当然我们也会想到哈拿的祷告啊，是多么的感动人的肺腑。
We can also recall the story of Hannah, how she also prayed for children.
啊，她满怀着很多的委屈，在神的面前。来向神倾心吐意。
With a great burden, she poured herself out to the Lord in the temple and prayed to God.
她虽然没有出声音，但是她的祷告是那么的那么的迫切。
Although she spoke in her heart and did not speak out loud, but she poured out her soul before the Lord.
所以神也听了她的祷告，也应允了她的祈求。是给他孩子。
And so God also heard her prayer and also gave her a son.
啊，那在以利沙先知的时代，有一个行善的妇女，叫苏念的妇女。
And in the time of Prophet Elisha, there is also a good widow.
她不是 widow.
A good woman.
那也因为她的善行啊，神赏赐她啊，就给她。给她有孩子。
And because of her good deeds, God also blessed her so that she was able to have children.
所以就是到今天啊，也不少的这种的见证。
And so even today, we also see many testimonies such as these.
那让我们知道儿女啊，是神的给我们的产业。儿女真的是神对我们的祝福。
And it goes to prove to us that children indeed is an inheritance given to us by God.
那在新约圣经里头啊，保罗他称提摩太为他的真儿子。
And then in the New Testament that we see Paul address both Timothy and Titus as his true son in faith.
这种父母亲跟儿女的关系啊，也是人世间的一层。非常重要、非常有意义的关系。
And so this relationship between a parent and the children, is a very meaningful and important relationship.
那在创世纪第五章第三节说，亚当他生了赛特，他形象样式和自己相似。
So coming back to Genesis chapter 5 verse 3, it says that that Adam begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth.
那我们知道这已经是亚当他们犯罪之后。
And we know this is a time in which after Adam have committed sin against God.
这里说形象样式和自己相和亚当相似。
And so it's that in his own likeness after his image.
这个所谓的遗传真的是人所没有办法否认的，而且是很奇妙的一件事情。
And so this is sometimes this what is hereditary is unavoidable. This is something that we can't change.
这个人总是会有一些缺陷， 缺点跟自己的上一啊，跟自己的上一代甚至祖先会有关系。
Most likely there are times in which we will inherit something from the previous generations.
人的个性啊，甚至体质都会有所遗传。
Maybe our physical appearance or certain characteristic of ours may be hereditary.
我那小孩子在小儿子在很小的时候，看到人家打喷嚏啊，就会说这个是姓陈的。
And my younger son, when he see other people sneeze, and he would say their surname, they belong to the Chen family.
啊，因为啊，这个从我爸爸我，包括我儿子啊，那么常常一大早起来啊，从阿公到孙子啊，这个啊，一下这个打喷嚏，一下那个打喷嚏。
Because in my family, my father and my sons, in the morning when we wake up, we would all be sneezing, including myself. So everyone's have it.
那这个我的小儿子就会说：“阿嬷怎么不会？”
And so one day my little son said to me and said, "How come Grandma doesn't sneeze?"
这阿嬷就说：“我不是姓陈的，我都不会。”不然那么衰，我不是姓陈的。
And so my mother, which is his grandmother, replied to him and said, I am not of the Chen family, so I don't have that kind of trait.
好，所以这个有时候我妈妈就会说，你在姓陈的。
And so my mother sometimes would say, oh, you who are belong to the Chen family.
好，所以我那小儿子就以为说，这个会打喷嚏的人就是姓陈的。
And so in my son's mind, he understood it as anyone who sneezes is belonging to the Chen family.
那我记得他小时候的一个动作就是这样子。
And so I remember when he was little, he had this kind of gesture.
那他曾经对我太太说，我不喜欢我这个鼻子。
And then one time he said to my wife and said, I don't like this gesture.
那这个我想就是遗传
了。And I think this is sometimes just passed along in the family.
但是还有一个每一个人都会有的遗传。
But there is something that each one of us also inherit.
请看诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 51.
诗篇五十一篇第五节。
Psalms 51 verse 5.
诗篇五十一篇第五节。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
这里大卫他在圣灵的感动之下，他做了这一首诗，他写的这一句话。
Here David, after he was moved by the Holy Spirit, he wrote the Psalms.
他提到说，我们人都是在罪孽里生的。
And so he mentions that each one of us has been born in our sin, iniquity.
我们生来就带着罪。
And so when we were born, we carry sin with us.
这是一项最严重的遗传。
And this is one of the most severe inheritance that we have received.
也因为这个遗传，所以我们每一个人都需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
And because of this fact, that each one of us indeed requires the salvation from Lord Jesus Christ.
这个赛特他的形象跟样式跟亚当相似。
And so Seth here says is like his father after the image of his father Adam.
所以有时候我们要注意一下我们的上一代我们的祖先。有哪些弱点？
And so sometimes we ourselves need to pay attention to our previous generation. What are some of their characteristics or some of their weaknesses?
有时候有人会有这样的感叹，说好的不传呐，不好的偏偏传下来。
Sometimes people may sign and says that the good in me is not passed down, but he picked up all the bad things from me.
有时候真的是真的很不可思议的，真的是这样子。
And so sometimes it's unthinkable, but that is what happens.
所以我们要留意着我们一些不好的 比较负面的本性。
And so we must be more watchful on our on things that are more negative.
啊，但是靠着神的怜悯，他怜悯我们，他可以帮助我们来胜过，来克服我们这些啊这些与生俱来的弱点。
But through the mercy of God and by relying on the power of God, we can overcome these things.
所以神用他的爱来帮助我们。
And so God uses love to help us.
神用他的话语来帮助我们。
God uses words to help us.
神用他的圣灵来帮助我们。
God uses Holy Spirit to help us.
因为他知道我们是亚当的后代，我们的样式、形状、样式跟亚当相似。
Because he knows that we are the descendants of Adam and that we have his image.
但是怜悯的神也不会让我们是那么的绝望的。
But this merciful God will not leave us so hopeless.
人真的也可以摆脱前一代所留给我们的那些负面的特质。
Because men are able to also erase or to get rid of all the bad things from the previous generations.
请看以西结书十八章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
以西结书十八章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 1.
第一节，第二节。
One and two.
神的话又临到我说：“你们在以色列地怎么用这俗语说，父亲吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了呢？”
And the word of the Lord came to me again, saying, "What do you mean when you use this proverbs concerning the land of Israel, saying, 'The fathers have eaten sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge'?"
第三节，主神说：“我指着我的永生启示，你们在以色列中必不再用这俗语。”
Verse 3, as I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel.
这个，我想每一个地方的人，都发现了这个所谓遗传的这个事实。
I believe in every place in the world, we all realize this thing about hereditary and also inheritance.
也发现了，这个，有时候下一代要去承接上一代所带来的后果的这一个事实。
Because sometimes the next generation needs to carry on the burden or the responsibility of the previous.
所以这犹太人他们的俗语说，父亲吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙齿也会酸倒了。
And so the Jewish people had this proverb in which they say that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge.
就是下一代会遗传到上一代的一些不好的。
And that is the next generation will carry on the bad traits of the previous generation.
下一代要承受上一代所带来的结果。
And so the next generation will also bear the burden and the punishment of the previous generation.
但是第三节神说，这个你们不用再用这样的讲法了。
But then verse 3, God says, you shall no longer use this proverb anymore.
因为在神的怜悯里头，这个是可以去克服的，可以去改变的。
Because in the mercy of God, this can be overcome.
所以说，不好的竹子也能够长出好的笋来。竹子本部哈。
There's a saying that there's a bad the bad bamboo can also produce
good bamboo shoot.
Good bamboo shoots.
比如说，在犹大诸王里头有一个好王叫做西西家王。
For instance, in the history of the kings of Judah, there is a good king by the name of Hezekiah.
那他的爸爸也是诸王里头一个最不好的王之一。
But his father was considered one of the worst king in Judah.
这个西西家王他就摆脱了这样的一个模式。
But King Hezekiah is able to escape from the shadow of his father or the mold of his father.
但是另一句话来讲，父亲的好不一定会等于儿子的好。
But at the same token, it cannot be said that the good father will his good traits will also be passed down to his children.
神要我们每一个人开始来为自己的事情来 做负责来承担。
God hold each one of us, each one of our own generation accountable for our own life and our own deeds.
哦，虽然人无法避免的会继承一些负面的事情。
Even though sometimes it's unavoidable that we may carry on some of the negative from the previous.
啊，但是我们也可以很积极的把好的一面给传给下一代。
But then we can also be very proactive in passing on the good to the next generation.
哦，有一些好的是我们后天我们努力而拥有的。
And sometimes it's because of our efforts and our diligence that tomorrow has the good that we pass.
我们努力而拥有一些好的事情。
That because we try our best that we have something that is good.
哦，那我们的孩子不等于会跟我们一样好。
But it doesn't mean or guarantee that our children would just be like us.
哦，但是我们可以教养我们的孩子，让他们跟我们一样好。
But we can teach and educate our children so that they can be good just like us.
哦，甚至我们很用心的话，他们会在好的事情上面还可以比我们更好。
And if we really use our heart to train them, they can probably be even better than we were.
哦，这个哈拿是一个会祷告的一位会祷告的妇女。
Hannah is a mother who knows how to pray.
哦，她就把这个祷告的事情传给了她的儿子撒母耳。
And so she was able to pass to her son Samuel, this great lesson about prayer.
哦，所以当我们提起撒母耳的时候，我们也一定会想到撒母耳的祷告。
And so when we talk about Samuel, we can also think about the prayers of Samuel.
哦，当保罗在提到提摩太这个家族的时候
，When Paul mentions about the family of Timothy,
哦，他讲到提摩太的对神的这个信呐、啊，是来自于他的祖母，他的母亲。
And then he described how this faith that Timothy have come about is also due to the efforts of his grandmother and his mother.
哦，所以我们努力所拥有的好，啊。透过我们的教导孩子是能够传给他们的。
And so through our diligence and our efforts, we can pass the good things to our children, the good characteristics.
如果我们的孩子能够承受我们承接了我们这些的好，他也就能够克服那些先天性的的这个不好。
And so if our children is able to receive and inherit these good that we have taught them, they can also overcome those things which is so-called hereditary, those that are negative.
哦，每一个人生来就有所谓的人性，啊，或者个性。
And so everyone's born with a certain characteristic or human instinct, human nature.
哦，这个人的个性有好的，也有负面的。
And this human characteristic or nature can be considered good and bad.
哦，那我们教导孩子，目的就是要把他的负面的个性来变成有灵性。
And we train our children so that they can have this more spiritual nature of this characteristics.
哦，那这个是我们人生的大事。
And so this would be considered our greatest thing in life.
因为创世纪第五章反复的所讲的就是生儿养女。
Because what was repeated in chapter 5 is that we had sons and daughters.
我们请看箴言22章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 22.
箴言22章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
第六节，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
那对孩子的教导啊，就是越早越好。
And to train a child, the earlier we begin, the better.
哦，既然是人生的大事啊，所以就是要摆在我们人生优先次序的这个。前面的位置。
Since it is the one of the most important aspect of our life, therefore we should prioritize this task in training up our children.
但是做父母亲的真的常常是很挣扎。
But as parents, sometimes we have to struggle.
哦，在孩子小的时候，常常也是做父母亲的最忙碌的时候。
When a child is young, it is also the time in which the parents are at the busiest of their life.
哦，真的，常常我们不晓得怎么来取舍比较好。
And so sometimes we do not know how to balance or to allocate our time.
哦，但是圣经给我们的指示，它永远是对的。
But the teaching from the Bible is always correct.
哦，越早来教养我们的孩童是越好。
The earlier you train up a child, the better.
哦，所以我们真的有时候是为了孩子，我们必须要有所牺牲。
And so sometimes, many times, actually, for our children, we have to make certain sacrifices.
哦，为什么？因为这是人生的大事。
Why? Because this is the greatest thing in life.
哦，那长远来看，其实这个是也是在祝福自己。
And but if we look at the long term, this is a blessing unto ourselves.
哦，当我们花很多的心血在孩子身上，这是对孩子的祝福。
If we spend a lot of our efforts and energy on children, this is a blessing unto our children.
哦，那这也是神给我们的旨意。
And this is also a direction in which God has given us.
哦，凡是我们照着神的旨意在做，神绝对不会亏待我们。
And so if we do according to the will of God, God will not neglect us.
哦，所以照神的旨意，我们教导孩童，我们祝福我们的儿女。
So by the will of God, we train up the child in the way in which he should go.
哦，那我们祝福我们的孩童，神也会祝福我们。
And so if we bless our children, God will also likewise bless us.
啊，请看箴言29章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 29.
箴言29章17节。
Proverbs 29:17。
17节。管教你的儿子，他就使你得安息，也必使你心里喜乐。
17. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul.
哦，当我们祝福我们的孩子，那我们就可以从他们来得到安息，得到喜乐。
When we correct or when we bless our children, they will also receive our rest.
哦，我觉得教导孩子，管教孩子，这是在祝福孩子。
I believe to train, to discipline, and to correct your children is a way to bless them.
哦，那我们祝福他们，我们也一定可以从他们得到祝福，甚至从神那里得到祝福。
So when we bless our children, we will also be blessed and also receive blessing from God.
哦，每一个孩子他都是独特的。
Every child is unique in its own way.
哦，那因为孩子很重要，所以有很多的这一方面的参考书。
And because children are very important, there are many, that's why there are many references and books out there.
哦，但是我们要知道，神造的每一个人，他都是独特的。
But we must first understand that what everyone that God has created, is unique in its own way.
哦，我们不是在否认专家，啊，但是每个孩子是独特的，这是一个事实。
We are not putting down the experts, but the mere fact is that everyone is unique and different.
哦，专家所造的铁达尼号沉了，挪亚所造的方舟没有沉。
The experts built the great ship Titanic, but it sank. But an amateur like Noah built an ark, but it never sank.
哦，神既然将儿女赐给我们，神也会让我们。会教导我们的孩子。
And so if God has given us children, God will also enable you to correctly bring them up.
哦，只要我们真的认识了，这是人生的大事。
Especially if we understand truth that the children is an important greatest thing in life.
哦，儿女永远是神所赐给我们的产业。
Children are always an inheritance in which God has given us.
哦，所以永远不会太晚。
And so it will never be too late.
哦，这个永远可以重新来开始。
We can always start over again.
啊，那永远神会帮助我们，会给我们智慧，会给我们给我们方向。
And through everlasting, God will always give us a direction or give us wisdom.
要紧的，好，我们来知道圣经给我们的原则。
But what is most critical is the teachings that God is teaching us in the Bible.
哦，那个原则抓住了，细节每一个孩子 都是 不太一样的。
If you really understand the principles in the Bible, then none of the children will go astray, even though it's different methods.
很多的书籍，很多别人的的体验或者见证，那个不是公式，那个是参考。
Many times the books or other people's experience with their children, those are not the real fact or truth, but those are all references that we can take.
那圣经给我们的原则啊，这个是真实的。
But the principle in which the Bible shows us is the truth.
请看箴言十七章第六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章第六节。
17:6.
第一个原则哈。第六节，子孙为老人的冠冕，父亲是儿女的荣耀。
Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father.
这里讲到这个父亲是儿女的荣耀。
Here it says that the glory of children is their father.
所以父母亲要努力的来成为儿女的荣耀。
And so, as parents, they need to try. We need to try even harder to be our children's glory.
当我们要教导儿女之前呢，我们做父母亲的常常要先要求自己。
And so, before we ask our children for certain things, we must look back onto ourselves to see if we're able to do it.
那个螃蟹妈妈对那个小螃蟹说：“你为什么横着走？你要直的走。”
The mother crab said to his her little crab and said, "How come you're walking sideways? You should be walking straight."
其实母螃蟹也是横着走。
But actually, the mother crab is also walking sideways, side to side.
我们常常会对孩子说你应该怎么做。
So many times we say to our children, "You need to do this and do that."
但是也很多的时候，我们做父母亲的其实并没有这样子在做。
But oftentimes we as parents are not able to even do it.
所以当我们要教孩子之前，我们要先教自己，要先要求自己。
And so before we even teach our children, we must teach ourselves first.
再请看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
十九节，神说：“我眷顾亚伯兰。”为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
在这里神对亚伯拉罕说：“我眷顾你，我祝福你。”
Here it says that God said to Abraham that I bless you.And I established you.
那目的就是你要能够教导你的后代来遵守神的道。
For the purpose that he may command his children and his household to follow after the Lord.
那也能够让神的应许都能够成就。
So that God's promise can come to pass.
今天在信仰的道路上面，我们总是不断的在领受神的眷顾，神的恩典。
So in today's journey, our journey of faith, we have been watched and protected and blessed by God.
真的，我们也常常 enjoy 在享受在这个神给我们的诸多的恩典里头。
And oftentimes we are receiving great enjoyment from the blessings of God.
我们也常常为了神的赏赐，我们感谢神。
And also we give Him thanksgiving for what He has given us.
但是不要忘了，在神的祝福里头。就是要我们去祝福我们的孩子。
But let us not forget that when in receiving the blessing from God, we need to also bless our children.
在我们享受神的祝福的当中，不要忘记了去教导我们的孩子，祝福我们的孩子。
So that in the midst of receiving God's blessing, let us not forget to also teach our children, and so that they can also receive God's blessing.
利用各种的可能性来栽培我们的孩子。
And to do all things in order to bring them up.
让他们的个性被塑造成是有属灵的灵性。
So that their characteristic and their traits may be molded as that of a spiritual.
靠着神的恩典，神的怜悯，我们来建立他们的信仰。
Through the mercy and the guidance of God that we are able to establish their faith.
再请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
所以我们如果感谢神的恩典，我们就要 好好的看重我们儿女的教养。
And so if we are thankful for the grace of God, then we must really do our duty in bringing up our children.
以弗所书六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
第四节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这里第三个原则啊，就是不要惹儿女的气。
A third principle here says, do not provoke your children to wrath.
当然每个世代这个的儿女所处的环境不太一样。
Of course, in every generation, the surrounding that they are bringing up are different.
我们也必须承认这一代的所谓的儿女真的是很没有承受这个压力的能耐。
And we also admit that in this generation of children, they have not encountered that kind of stressful environment like the past.
所以现在的所谓的儿女是很容易就有挫折感，很容易就会想要放弃自己。
And so a lot of children today, we see they have low self-esteem or very easily give up on themselves.
所以我们求神帮助我们，真的这个世代的儿女真的是不容易来教导他们。
And so may God help us because it's very difficult to bring up children nowadays.
但是我们还是求神帮助我们能够抓住这样的原则。
But then we also ask God so that we can still uphold this principle.
是照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
Through God's through the training and admonition of the Lord.
不要对儿女有那些不是很合理的要求。
And let us not make these unreasonable requests from our children.
有时候我们其实动机是为了儿女好。
Many times we get excited because we care for our children.
那我们有时候会假借神的名，其实依靠自己的意思，在教导我们的孩子。
But sometimes we realize we falsely use God to our own advantage to have them conform to our own will.
那所以就容易所谓惹儿女的气甚至让儿女失去了这个志气。
And sometimes to even provoke them to anger or to the point that they lose their own self-esteem.
我们最终的目的就是要让儿女走在这一条信仰的道路上。
Our main purpose for our children is so that they can independently walk upon this this path of faith.
儿女能够走在主的道路上面，这才会是父母亲最大的安慰、最大的喜乐。
Children able to walk in their own faith and relationship with God will bring the greatest comfort to a parent's heart.
我们在座有父母、有儿女，我们双方面都一起来努力。
Over here we have parents and also children, and we both strive hard.
这个父母亲祝福儿女，儿女也祝福父母亲。
That the parents can bless their children, and in return the children also bless their parents.
我们一起来把这个人生的大事来把它做好。
And then we as a whole are able to finish and accomplish this greatest thing in life.
人生的大事是什么？生儿养女。
And what is the greatest thing in life? It is to have children.
那就是所谓生儿养女，不是不但养他们，而且是教导他们。
Not only to have them, but to train them and bring them up.
我们一起唱诗217首。
Let's sing hymn 217. Mount the Lord.
有人知。Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thine help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, that the tongue arrive at home. Jesus, a man when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, fold me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness as a venture bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we'd like to make our concluding prayer.
教养儿女既然是人生的大事，所以他也必定是人生的一个很大的挑战。
Since training up a child is the greatest thing in life, it is also the greatest challenge in life.
那大事情努力的去做，一定会让我们有这个变得伟大，也有伟大的成果。
If we try our very best, that great thing will become of great importance and accomplishment.
当我们照着神的旨意把儿女教导长大成人了，这将会是我们人生里头最伟大的事情。
And if, especially if we train our children up in the according to the guidance and the will of God, it will become our greatest thing in life.
无论这个社会是怎么的在变迁着。
No matter how this world changes.
既然这是神的旨意。
Since this is the will of God,
那神也一定会让我们来完成它，把它做好。
Then God will enable us to finish it and to complete it.
或许我们曾经或者正在很挣扎、很灰心当中。
Maybe in the past we were discouraged or in a struggle.
但是怜悯我们的神，他一定让我们能够有立足的地方，有着力点。
But this compassionate God will definitely enable us to turn it around to overcome.
不要灰心，继续努力。
And we are not to lose our faith, but to keep moving forward.
神要让我们得到的是更大的更大的喜乐，更大的平安。
What God wants us to receive is greater joy and greater peace.
那我们这些做父母亲的，我们也常常互相代祷，互相勉励。
And we ask those of us who are parents, let us continue to encourage one another.
我们做儿女的也立志，让我们的父母亲成为是一个被祝福的。
And as children, that we also make this determination so that our parents can be blessed.
我们一起祷告。
That's all you need to pray.